XS Mobile. Everybody back to work today?
Back at it, unfortunately, but nah, not really. I'm just glad to get back to work. Tired of being at home.
I'm just the opposite. I've been going. So I finally, I put another section of tower up yesterday. Unfortunately, it wasn't the top section because I realized that one of the legs on the top section is slightly bent and it didn't line up. So I just threw another straight section up and I'm going to call it a day. I'm not going to use the top section. I'm going to have some other purpose for it.
That, maybe you can get it fixed where you can still use it.
I'm not overly concerned about it. I'm not super concerned about it. It'll get used somewhere along the way.
That. So you heading out to do a job?
I'm down in down on Sunbelt Court, and then I got to come back to Taylor's and look at another system, some damper issues, and then I'm back to the house because it's going to rain like heck today.
It's raining today and tomorrow.
And we're going to go up to the jewelry show up in Hendersonville tomorrow. Actually, Fletcher. But I think we may put a kibosh on that due to the weather. I don't want to be driving around all that crappy rain and stuff. And it's not super important, you know. It's more of a she goes up and gets some supplies for her jewelry bench and you know, things like that. So nothing that she's running out of just yet.
If you don't need to, then it's probably better to stay home.
Yeah, it'll be soup and sandwich day.
I have arrived at my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3. You be careful out there today, and hopefully get done with what you got to do before it starts raining. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
All right, Patrick, have a good day, my friend. Good to talk to you. Stay dry, and we'll catch you later. KB2HXS Mobile.
Japan Mobile.
I didn't catch your first half. KB2HXS Mobile. Good morning. Name is Dave.
Here, November Delta 7 Japan. Bob, up here in Hendersonville. Good morning.
Oh, I think we spoke before, Bob. That's very possible. Okay, I'm in the Greer area, heading to the southern part of Greer, or Gur, however you want to say that. But good morning to you. Yeah, we're heading up there possibly tomorrow, my wife and I, up to the Fletcher area.
Elmyville, which is just outside of Hendersonville a little bit. And I know the Fletcher area well. But head to the post office this morning, and then over to Ingalls, and then I need to stop at my son's house for a minute, and then come back home. So that's what I got on my plate. Not very exciting day today, I don't think.
Customers to get to today, one of which you probably know, and another one this afternoon, and I'm back to the house. Got some air conditioning / heat issues.
I'm going to do tomorrow for a lady, but it's only going to take me a couple, 2 hours at the most. And those are the kind I like.
End of the what?
Work to start early in the morning, start at 8:30 o'clock in the morning, be done by 10 or 11. That's the kind of jobs I like.
Yeah, usually I schedule myself, if I'm doing service calls, I try and get done around 2 in the afternoon and get out early and get them done. Or, you know, this way the afternoon opens up if somebody calls me in emergency status or something like that, I can get over there pretty quick.
What kind of work do you do?
Heat and air, HVAC, heating and air.
Line of work right there. Always got to have heat, air conditioning, one or the other.
Well, I know one thing. That weekend we had all that cold weather. I was jumping around fixing heat units like crazy.
I heat with firewood. I've got a wood furnace. It heats my whole house, my hot water, my swimming pool. Heats everything.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've got a heat pump down here, which I'm going to change over next year, or this year, rather. I'm going to change over to gas heat, and I'm getting ready to change my water heater over to gas heat, get off that electric.
I'd have to get propane if I was going to do that. And I've got a heat pump, I've got electric backup heat, and then I've got the outdoor wood furnace, which I use 95% of the time. But if need be, if I run out of wood or something, I got some other ones. But the heat pump just don't keep up with those negative 4-degree days and 5 degrees and all that. It just don't keep up, and it doesn't keep the place warm.
Oh, no. Heat pumps up in that area? No. We're kind of at the limit here in Greer. And if you go south of here, down, you know, Simpsonville, down south, down into Atlanta, things like that, the heat pumps work fairly well. But that cold snap we got a week and change ago, man, even some of the furnaces are freezing up.
Yeah, I've been using my outdoor wood furnace now for like 20 years. And, it's getting up there in years. It's probably going to need a replacement here soon. Don't know whether I'll actually do that or not, put a new unit in or not. It's getting to be older now. So I don't know how much longer I'm going to want to be out there splitting wood.
That's interesting. An outdoor wood furnace. I don't think I've ever seen or heard anything about that.
Boiler heat. I have an outdoor furnace that heats a boiler, and that hot water is pumped underground into some heat exchangers inside the house there. And when the temperature drops, it turns the blower motor on that furnace, and that just blows the air through that heat exchanger up through the vents.
Interesting. I'd like to see that. We have an interesting situation. There were two fireplaces in my house. My house was built in 66, and they built the wall in front of one on the main floor in the kitchen area, and then the one in the basement is still accessible. I'm seriously thinking about possibly trying to use that one, maybe have it certified or have someone come over and clean the chimney or something and see what the heck's going on with it.
Fireplaces work good. If you go online and you look up Woodmaster, you'll see what kind of unit I have.
Roger that, Woodmaster. Okay, I'll have to check that out.
Wood stoves, and I think if I was going to replace, I'd probably replace it with a pellet stove just for ease. And the new pellet stoves are pretty good.
Okay, I'll have to look into that. It might be something interesting. Now, I've got a line on a wood-burning stove that sits into a fireplace, and I've got to get together with Steve KN4BWA and go get that, if I can get it, and see if it can be set into the fireplace in the basement, and maybe we get something out of it. We'll see.
Yeah, wood stove inserts, those inserts work good. A long, long, long time ago, I used to install those, and they work really good. So, hey, Dave, I got to run into the post office here. I'm going to be just quiet for a couple minutes, but I'll be back here mobile in a few minutes. ND7J, I'll be right back.
ND7J, I'm going to be out of the vehicle here in a couple of minutes. I'm getting close to my destination. So you have a good day, my friend, and good to talk with you, Bob. 73KB2HXS Mobile.
DJW Mobile. Q4CRG, running the channel.
4CRG, W4DJW, did I get that call right?
Q4CRG, Kilo, Quebec, 4, Charlie Romeo, Golf.
I'm over in Greer. My name is Dave, and I'm going from Greer to Spartanburg this morning, and it's foggy outside. How about you?
Well, we kind of stay at home. Got that stupid COVID tested positive last Friday, so we're just kind of at home, not able to work today. A little bit not too foggy around here in Spartanburg. That's where I'm at, Bowling Springs, but it's just kind of cloudy looking out there. Don't see no rain yet.
Your direction, actually a little south of you, over toward downtown Spartanburg. My wife left her laptop at the house, and I have to run it over there to her. I have to get it to her pretty quick. So, and wouldn't you know, everywhere I go, I see police officers. So I have to run the speed limit. She's in a hurry to get it for her meetings today. Anyway, I hate to hear you got COVID. I know that's not too good. My wife and I had it, I don't know, maybe it was a year ago, a year and a half ago, which was, you know, after the first round, so it had already been diluted by a little bit, so it wasn't as potent as it was for the others, but it'll still get you down. I hate to hear you got it. Hopefully it'll be brief.
All right. I didn't catch your call, son. I was trying to write it down, but when you're 65 years old, you're kind of slow.
Born in 57, because that's my age too. Same age. My name is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo Dave, and my call sign is Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. And just a long drive in your direction, or actually a little bit south of you, so I'm going to be on the radio for a little while. Have you taken anything for it yet, or you going to tough it out?
I had three shots of the Moderna vaccine. I mean, still got it, though. Called my doctor's office. Of course, it's the worst time to get it, I guess. New Year's, so got it Friday. Doctor's office was closed Monday, of course. So now, get in touch with doctor's office today, and they said it's too late to start the Plaxid, or whatever that was. So I guess I'm just continuing on with the Tylenol and testing it out.
We had three. We took the first shot, the second shot, and the booster. And we should probably go ahead and get another booster, but there's too much going on. There's only so many things you can do. Right? Too many irons in the fire. But, but when you come out the other side of this, you'll have some of your homemade antibodies, so you should be in good shape afterwards.
Yeah, we hope so. Just trying not to get the wife sick. We've got fairly large living room, so we're trying to stay pretty far apart. When she sleeps, and starts sleeping in another bedroom. It's a trip. I thought we were getting out of this thing unscathed, but finally got it. After all this time.
Out with it. Oh, okay. Well, you did good then. You did fantastic. If this is the first, eventually it's going to be no more than a common cold. It's just another one, another type of common cold. Eventually it'll get to that point. I don't think we're there yet. But once it gets diluted enough that it can't do any harm, then we should all be okay. So what got you I take it you're a new amateur radio operator. What got you interested in ham radio?
Last year, started late. We talked on CB radios for many a year back in the day, 30, 40 years ago, a long time ago. Just got interested in it, started it. February. I got the GMRS license last week. Got one buddy up in Simpsonville, Richard, ham buddy of mine, helped me set up digital DMR radio. I got in a hotspot, and he was talking about the GMRS, so I put in and got my call sign for the GMRS last week. There were a couple of people talking this morning on, but I guess it's the same lingo, everything on the GMRS. I don't know. I haven't tried it that much.
All aspects of radio, then. Do you do any work on them or anything like that?
I tuned up a couple of CBs, get out a bit better. Not really. DMR, I had a talk to Canada, and I was towards Russia, and all over the place with it. Hadn't got on it as much as I'd like to because of work. Do electrical work. I'm an electrician in a plant here in Spartanburg. But really don't get to talk on as much as I'd like.
we probably did CB at this at the same time. I did it in the 70s when I was graduating high school in 76. 75 and 76, I think. I did it up until the point that somebody stole my radio out of my car. And my insurance company wouldn't cover it, and I wasn't going to pay that kind of money for a second one. And then stayed out of it, stayed out of radio altogether until about 20 years ago. And I was, I had a job that had me going back and forth between Greer and Charlotte every day. So I had me a scanner tucked down in between the console and the seat so that if I ever got stopped, because, you know, you go back and forth that far every day, you're bound to get stopped every now and then. And I'd pull up the CB frequencies and listen to the CB operators to see how long I was going to be stuck on the highway. And one time, while I was sitting there for 2 hours on a bridge headed back home from Charlotte, I was going through the dials on the scanner, and one of the buttons said, ham radio. I pressed it and heard two guys talking on this repeater, and I've been a ham ever since.
Good story. Yeah. Well, we graduated at the same time, 76, at Spartanburg High School. See, going to the Air Force, I think it's 77 or 78. Going here out to California, Riverside, California, March Air Force Base. I was driving out there, had a CB radio in the car, somewhere, I think, in Nevada. And I heard somebody was hollering on the CB radio that some woman was going the wrong way on the highway. I'm going over this blind hill, so it just kind of alerted me just moments before I got to her. It could have saved my life, I guess, but I hadn't really thought about that much. But yeah, I guess radios, they come in handy.
That's good that you got a background in electricity as well. My dad was an electrical engineer for Roger Milliken. He went to Spartanburg every day, too. I was software development most of my career. I did some machining, some electro-discharge machining and CNC programming. But in the end, I became a software developer and retired a year ago. Well, actually, this past September, but I've been enjoying not reporting to anybody for a little over a year now.
Dave, I don't know if my radio or yours kind of broke up there. I know you're probably mobile, though. You're getting closer to Greer, Spartanburg.
JW, syncing up with the repeater. I was at the bottom of a hill. I'm back up on top of a hill now, so it should be getting better. And I'm leaving. I left Greer, and I'm about halfway to Spartanburg.
I lost that last transmission. Did you say you was retired?
Not reporting to anybody for about a year and a quarter now, and I love it. I still look at job offers that come over and email, you know, things I could sign up for, but it's kind of nice, you know. I started working when I was 14 years old. After 50 years of working, it's kind of nice to take a break.
Well, yeah, I started to retire thinking about it. I kind of look at going to work every day as my free gym membership. So instead of sitting around getting all sedentary and not doing any darn things, so that's the way I'm looking at going to work these days. Not really work. I enjoy doing electrical work, working on machinery and PLCs, relay logic, such. And this is kind of like my free gym membership, right?
What other person that does PLC logic? That's hard to come by. We got the club president of the Friars Club, the one that runs this repeater. He does that kind of stuff, and he's got a friend that helps us work on the repeater that does that kind of stuff. That's kind of a rare type person to find. Lucky and rare.
That repeater and all that, Dave, you broke up again.
All right, well, I won't keep you. I'm back up to the top of the hill. I keep going up. I'm hilltopping. So I won't keep you tied up. But anyway, welcome to Amateur Radio. I hope you enjoy it. KQ4CPG, I think it is, W4DJW.
yeah, that was KQ4CRG, Dave. You're coming in a lot better now. Heard, what was that last transmission about the repeater? Somebody else about the PLC or something?
Yeah, the part of the repeater committee, the repeater, repeater committee, the people that work on the repeater. Two of them work on PLCs, and I was saying it's hard to find people that work on PLCs, so we're kind of lucky to have you join the club if you decide you want to do that someday.
I don't know, this younger generation, I've been in this plant here about 10 years, and they probably hired, I don't know, 6 or 7 electricians, right? They come in and say they know all this stuff, but come find out they don't. Or either they just think they do. And so it's hard for me to get a day off or take a day off. You do, you get called in, or they always call in, and I don't know. Maybe we'll find somebody to help me out one day.
You're not alone. It's the same way in the software development industry, IT. You get a lot of new developers graduating college with master's degrees that can barely write a line of code. So you're not alone. You got to bring that new generation in and get them trained up, and it doesn't happen overnight. It takes a few years of exposure before they start getting good. But they'll pick it up eventually. You'll be able to pass that baton eventually. It just might take a little longer than you thought.
Roger that, but this new generation, they want to start at the top.
That's true, too, sometimes. And, you know, that's why we've got so much inflation right now. That's why the Fed keeps upping the interest rate. Eventually, their point will be heard once they'll find out that you can't pay them that much. You got to back off on that a little bit.
That. Dave, good talking. We, looks like my brother's trying to get a hold of him. He's retired, but went back to work at Lowe's up there in Hendersonville, North Carolina. I'll get off here. Appreciate the conversation. Hope you have a good rest of the day there. W4DJW, Dave. I got you in there. 73, see my friend. KQ4CRG. We'll be clear on your final.
To hear you on the repeater many more times in the future, welcome to amateur radio. I hope you enjoy it. KQ4CRG, W4DJW Mobile.